You cannot, you could, if you were a millionaire, not have the security that you have here. Remember, the capitalists give no security to those that work with them. Elaine Brown, who sold out the Panthers, charged with murder one. Aldo Moro, Prime Minister of Italy, chief architect of world capitalism, they allowed him to die. Five millionaire capitalist associates of Marcos of the Philippines, murdered. All through the world, that's the typical pattern of the competitive rat race of capitalism. Socialism teaches cooperation and unity and solidarity. Even the U.S. embassy officials yesterday were highly impressed and made remarks about the love, the goodwill, the togetherness of our people. Whatever they do behind the scenes, they are touched by what they see of genuine socialist practice and cooperation here. There are a lot of Americans who are socialist in the closet. Rosemary Williams, yesterday in the rally, apologized for not being able to come out in the open. So we shall continue to fight these people. The conspiracy is not able to muster the best kind of elements when it has Whitey Freestone, who molested his own child, Ross Case, who had sexual relations of a most deviant kind with several people, transvestite, evil doer, planned murderer, I mean planned murderer at least, of Chris Lewis, Timothy O. Stone. We shall continue in our vigilant efforts to defy the efforts of fascism. Let us be grateful now, give your gratitude to those around you for the great miracles that have been performed in Jonestown, and for the 30-mile round free territory and the beauty, the clean air, the foods free of the chemicals that cause cancer, and the radiation that's been dropped from the clouds due to the heavy rainfalls caused by big corporations seeding the clouds to try to help their own farms and bringing down radiation levels from China to a dangerous level in every person's body. Not to mention the PPB chemical that was put in openly by capitalists to increase the weight of their cattle, and it actually brought about literally into the millions of beef being contaminated, and then the capitalists, in spite of governmental warnings, sold it to baby food producers, so all of the children of USA are eating it, and it's proved that the chemical causes deformities in cattle and already has created deformities and paralysis in human beings. This is the viciousness of U.S. capitalism that's fastly going down the road to racist genocide, as they will be forced to do in their closing days as imperialism is driven out of Namibia, a union of South Africa and Zimbabwe, Chad, all throughout Africa. The strong voice and force of liberation is being heard. When USA monopoly capitalists can no longer exploit the working class there, they will have to exploit the working class, white, black, and Indian. They'll have to eliminate them because there'll be no necessity for them. So let us be grateful for what we have. I love you so very much. Remember, we have guests, clean up everything, all departments, educational, inspection, medical, construction. I'm counting on you to go around and pick up everything and repair all situations. Have the school children now de-weed the areas in the cottages and everywhere so that we'll have a most presentable presentation. We are grateful, as I said, that we outnumbered our enemies. In spite of the vast number of us that have moved, we outnumbered our enemies in the protest 4-1. The news would not cover us. We were so successful, they didn't cover even Stone. They allowed a ball game to go on in the place of their news. That shows you how little freedom exists in USA. But no news is good news. Thank you again. Much love. The U.S. Embassy, who was so impressed with the Celtics, please report into the radio room. If you do not report into the radio room, we will assume that you are responsible for the display. All those that were in the pavilion during the visit of the U.S. Embassy who were so impressed with the facilities of Jonestown, be sure that you come in. If you were there between 9 and noon, we will, of course, know from each other those who were. We want to properly reward and designate those who were. News of the day, with frightening regard, the Manchester Guardian of England has written that the Nazis are surfacing again all over Europe and finding an amazing degree of tolerance from Western governments. The surfacing of neo-Nazi and neo-fascist organizations and personalities is accompanied by a wave of anti-Semitism, anti-black, anti-brown, all minority racism, crude anti-socialism and anti-communism, and violence reminiscent of the days which paved the way for Adolf Hitler, who murdered all minorities, 7 million, in gas ovens, and Benito Mussolini and his repressive regime and his murderous invasion of black Ethiopia. There are today no fewer than 30 Nazi and fascist movements in France alone. 142 organizations, ranging from neo-Nazi to extreme right-wing in West Germany, with into the millions of members. There are fewer such organizations in Britain, but because they are more concentrated, they exert far more influence and have a much vaster membership into the hundreds of thousands. The worsening economic crisis, growing unemployment, and government scapegoating of immigrant workers for these conditions have proved to be propaganda bonanzas for the resurgent fascist France and West German, enthusiastically recruited from Turkey, North Africa, and Southern Europe to do hard, low-paid, often unskilled manual work. The same conditions are beginning in the United States, and it is reported that millions of aliens will finally be deported from the United States. Racism is at the roof and fabric of every city in America. Every leading city has white citizen councils, anti-socialist and anti-communist movements, Ku Klux Klan, and now with Mayor Rizzo, noted racist, though popular in Democratic circles, popular racist mayor of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, forming White's Rights Coalition Party, it is expected that we're going to see the same wave of total right extremism and fascism sweeping the United States. The fascists are finding fertile soil among the underemployed and the unemployed in their demands for the expulsion of all minority workers and foreign workers. By blaming blacks and browns and immigrant workers for unemployment and other economic problems, the fascists serve to divert attention from the real crisis of U.S. and Western capitalism. And once having begun attacking black, brown, Asian, immigrant labor on economic and racial grounds, their groups quickly add anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism to their propaganda mixture. The Nazi International, a very serious view of this upsurge of fascist organizations and activities, was taken at an international meeting of anti-fascist groups in Amsterdam last week. One important revelation emerging from the Amsterdam conference is that most Western countries now have local organizations affiliated with the World Union of National Fascists, in other words, a neo-Nazi international, which includes representation from every city in the United States and every major city in capitalist Europe. The local section of the World Union in England is called the British Movement. Its members near wear Nazi uniforms in private meetings and distribute Nazi literature eulogizing Adolf Hitler, mass murderer, through a book club called Patriot Publications. In Amsterdam, delegates from the French Movement Against Racism and Anti-Semitism and for Peace, MRAP, noted that the French section of the Nazi International has vowed to exterminate all Jews and all minorities and generalize the system of apartheid that they eulogize in the Union of South Africa that is upheld by monopoly capitalism throughout the world. This group has a six-point program. Definitely wipe out the Jewish community, communist and socialist, and Jewish plutocratic schemes of treachery and subversion. Apply on a world scale final solutions to the minority questions, black, brown, Asian, and Jewish questions. Protect and promote the Aryan, pure white race, Nordic race, and Western culture throughout the world. Work for the unity of the white people within the so-called national fascist who have dirtied this word socialism and tried to adopt it to gain support amongst the working class. Protect private property and free enterprise capitalism against communist and socialist class struggle. Work for justice and dignity for each racial group on the basis of a total geographic separation, with a portion of the world's surface set aside for the exclusive use of each race. Naturally, blacks, brown, and Asians are confined to the underdeveloped world where there are less opportunities for advancement. And they will be under the patronage and supervision of the great monopoly corporations and the transnational corporations centered in USA. Thus, the group advocates, in other words, the extension of South Africa's apartheid policy on a worldwide scale. One might dismiss this as the rantings of a lunatic fringe were it not for the increasing number of cases of vandalism against all minorities, Jewish cemeteries and synagogues, written threats of murder against personalities, and bomb attacks in cities throughout USA and Europe against Jewish and anti-fascist centers, against socialists and communists, and even unfortunately right-wing Zionists have played into this wave of terrorism. One of the latest incidents here was on the night of Wednesday last, when a bomb virtually destroyed the Paris headquarters of the Federation of Jewish Societies in Europe. It was the 549th attack within 3 months in which explosives have been used, again, including 9 within just a few day period against MRAP, the peace organization trying to bring peace between all races. A MRAP spokesperson commented at the time that such attacks and other crimes and threats have been unleashed against blacks, browns, Asians, Jewish immigrant workers, and especially in France, Algerians, of racism that is moving throughout the world today, in the capitalist world. Leon Damas, founder of the black literary culture movement called Negritude, has been murdered. They murdered him in a hospital while he was supposed to be receiving intensive medical examinations. West Germans employ now in all of the factories, by consent of the Federation of the Free Enterprise System, only anti-socialist and anti-communist. Italy has been turned into turmoil, just as the Red Brigade had conceded would happen. The death of Prime Minister Aldo Moro has caused great division and confusion and revolutionary violence in Italy. Anti-Somoza forces coalesce in Nicaragua. Anti-Somoza forces now have hope of bringing down the dread fascist regime that has been upheld by U.S. monopoly capitalism for 44 years. Montoneros form front for Argentine struggle. Montoneros, after 10 years of political turmoil and fascist repression, the Argentine Montoneros are emerging as one of the most significant left-wing political military forces in Latin America. The Montoneros made their existence as a tight-knit guerrilla organization widely known in 1970 with the assassination of former Argentine President General Pedro Aramburu, who had overthrown Juan Perón in 1955. They are actively working in every city, practically, in Argentina, and have brought about a very repressive fascist response from the military. Ecuador moving towards civilian rule, hopefully. Ecuadorians went to the polls for the first time in 8 years and approved a new constitution by a mass majority. Chile, prisoners moved. A Chilean federal court last week ordered the military junta to move 1,200 political and labor leaders from confinement in remote mountain villages to a city center. The ruling of the Court of Appeals, handed down late in the week, said the authorities may exile persons from one province to another under the state of siege declared by the Pinochet regime, as you know, which was put into power by the CIA, but may not deprive them of liberty unless they are convicted of a crime. These 1,200 members of the Christian Democrats, capitalists, not communists or socialists, because when dictatorship comes and fascism, all dissent is stifled. That's the unfortunate fact of those who have opposed our program. No liberal, progressive, or even moderate who dares to dissent is safe. They have been arrested for over 1 year in a new wave of repression following the so-called plebiscite which President General Augusto Pinochet claimed a 77% fraudulent victory. Without being formally charged with a crime, the 1,200 were summarily exiled to isolated villages at high altitudes. One of the 1,200, Guillermo Yun, a young youth leader active in the streets before the plebiscite, was about to leave for the USA at the invitation of the State Department to speak when he was arrested, according to the New York Times. Strange invitation, but Chile has become so repressive and so murderous in its torturous fascist regime that even USA is afraid to give open recognition to Chile and will often allow dissenters to speak in the United States to try to show some of the repressive tactics and terror tactics of this dreadful regime that was put into power by Mr. Kissinger, who brought the $9 million to overthrow Dr. Allende, a great medical doctor who was president of Chile, duly elected by the people. South Africa, Union South Africa, has entered into a joint military agreement with Chile. Argentina, to combat the rise of the people's guerrilla activities, are forming assassination squads. While dissension brews within its ranks, the Argentine military junta also faces accusations by the Montonero, the leftist group, of sending assassination squads into Mexico to hunt down exiled leftist leaders. Argentina is sending these assassination squads throughout the world to find the dissenters who have left Argentina. Thus ends a capsulization of the major news points of the day. Thank you and much love.